Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on February 14th, live at our theaters located at 209 West Houston Street in Manhattan.
Good afternoon. Hello. Thanks for coming out on this subarctic Valentine's Day. We have a really special guest today, Dr. Samuel L. Wayman. He's an award-winning composer, musician, singer, jazz pianist, and arranger-producer. He's composed music for Broadway and off-Broadway at Joe Papp's Shakespeare Festival, Vivian Beaumont Theater, many other places. In 1973, he scored and co-starred in Bill Gunn's influential independent African-American film, Ganja and Hess. And one of his songs from that film, by the way, You've Got to Learn, was reprised in Spike Lee's 2014 remake, The Sweet Blood of Jesus, which relates to our second film, the title at least, today. Dr. Wayman is the brother of the late jazz icon Nina Simone, born Eunice Wayman, and worked with her as organist, confidant, and manager for many years. He's also a longtime civil rights activist and ordained minister, which made him the ideal person to compose the music for the first of our two films today, Hellbound Train. It's our great pleasure to welcome, all the way from Nyack, New York, which is, on a day like today, we got to give him some credit, Sam Wayman.
Oh, you got one.
Thank you. I guess, am I on now? Can you hear me? Okay. Where's the heat? No, never. First. Okay. First of all, it's an actual honor to have been asked to write the music to this film. When I was asked to do this 1930s film, I said, my goodness, I was brought up on, by the way, I'm not exactly as old as I look, but silent film generation, completely different from most people we have ever seen. Young folks today don't even know what a silent film is, but parents of us, you know, old school parents, silent film is something to be dealt with. And it's a whole nother medium. Imagine seeing these wonderful people moving like this, you know, because that's the way the movement of the film was. So when I saw Hellbound Train, very unusual film, I understood why they asked me to write the music, because I'm an unusual composer. He said I was the only one that could write this music, Brett Woods was the one who asked me to write the music to this. Kino Lorber, thank goodness, the other ones who distributed Ganja and Hess, by the way, which I didn't know at the time. So I found it very, it was like unusual. Spiritually, it was necessary. Spiritually, it was right, because I didn't know that Kino Lorber also distributed Ganja and Hess, my film. I couldn't understand why they kept saying, Sam, we know all your music. We're a big fan of your music. And I said, who are these strange people, to my mind, who know my music? And it turns out that that's because they distributed Ganja and Hess. And of course, a lot of you all know who Ganja and Hess is as an icon of the underground film. So I'm honored to have been asked to do this. By the way, I share one enormous experience with all of you. I have never seen my music to this film either. So I'll be seeing it for the first time, like you will be for the first time. And I look forward to this. I worked on this 6 weeks. My assistants, Barbara and Phyllis, they know. You know, when you are a writer and you are a creative person, whether you're a musician, a writer, a painter, you get annoyed, you get agitated. Everybody stay away from me. I'm isolated. Leave me alone. I was that way because that's the way we are. And it's not a mean thing, it's a necessary thing. In order for us to have the spontaneity of what comes to us, we have to be isolated and not be distracted by outside forces. I've been a composer, I've been writing music since I was 3 years old. Nina and I were considered prodigies. I hate that word, but we considered prodigies. I've been writing music since I was three. As a jazz musician, all I know, I write, feel, think, eat, wear, music. But that's only because we walk, preach, talk, eat, make love, speak in rhythm. And rhythm is music. Hellbound Train is an amazing film for me because you will see the relationship between people. Hellbound Train. The theme, I think, is the train is always on the track and the devil is the engineer. That's an amazing title. I can't talk too much longer because you got to see the film, right? So, shall I now bring, or shall I continue? What should I do? Keep going. Okay, I just didn't want to over-talk because we have two films to see. I'm excited about this. I keep saying that. Historically, it has monumental importance, particularly for the black community, young folks who've never seen black folks look like this, act like this in films. There's a whole generation of people out here who don't even know this kind of film exists. And then, of course, not only just for the black community, even though this is African-American cinema, it's also for people of all color, blue, yellow, gray, purple, pink, whatever color you are. It has importance. I'm proud of it because I know it's going to be out in a collection, I think in June, which then we'll make it available to the public. And that's fantastic. I think that's amazing. Come on, give it a hand. Okay, and you are the public, yes. So it will be made available to you. I think now I should just settle down and shh myself. Yes, we do have another surprise guest, and I think, Bruce, you might want to introduce that person.
You came from NIAC. That was quite an achievement. But this fellow came from Washington, D.C. He was responsible for, I didn't even know this till he showed up. He was responsible for reconstructing this material for the Library of Congress. Torrington Berry.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just real quick, I'd like to give you just a little bit of background. James and Elois Gist were actually, a husband and wife evangelistic team. They actually made religious-based movies, and they would actually four-wall them, take them around to different churches and meeting halls, et cetera, et cetera. I actually became involved with the project back in 1996. A friend of mine named Gloria Gibson, who was at the Indiana University, was writing a paper on the Gist work, and she got access to the footage, and she needed someone to actually do the physical work of restructuring the film. The film had been to the Library of Congress, I believe, by James Elois Gist's granddaughter-in-law. And it had the films had just fallen to pieces. They were just bunches of pieces of film. It was very difficult for me to figure out the original structure because there were probably about 2.5 actual prints, because some of the footage actually had 2 or 3 different representations of the same scenes, but they all had different scratches, different damage, and the start and after scenes were always different. So I guess that's just from the film breaking them, putting it together. So basically I ended up, just restructuring it, to my sensitivities, because I could understand what the original looked like. I am so pleased that, Kino Lorber is including it in their Pioneers of African American Cinema DVD series, because it is very important that this work gets out. They also did 2 other films, one called Verdict Not Guilty that Elois actually directed, and another one called Heavenbound Travelers. And it's just an honor for me to be here. I'd like to thank, the theater and Kino Lorber and everyone.
And I'm doing the music to all those. Have I done the music to those other
two
films
as well?
Absolutely.
I am truly also honored to see what you've done to, the music and the soundtrack for the Gist work. Because like I said, I've been living with this for, over 20 years. After I recut the original back in the summer of 96, we had a premiere at the Black Arts Festival in Atlanta. And they actually had a live score. A woman from Boston came down and actually did live piano accompaniment that I cringed all the way through. Because I saw some scenes as being light and happy and some scenes being ominous. She just like ding, 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 ding all the way through. And it's not it. But I'm sure this is going to be an experience. But after that, the people that I, you know, brought me and just dropped it. I'm like, wait a minute, I just spent 3 months on this. So over the years, I've been kind of trying. I've had several other screenings. I tried to keep it out there. And again, Kino Lorber picked it up. It's going to be a part. It's going to be part with Oscar and I'm just full. So thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Sam and Noah, just we're going to have no time for Q&A, but you can join our guests in the lobby after the two films, first Hellbound Train, and then Spencer Williams' The Blood of Jesus, a new restoration of that, one after the other. Thank you again.
Thank you. You're quite welcome.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.